We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
On this Monday, after a beautiful weekend.
Yes. Difficult to come back.
Yes, I know. Okay. Never thought I'd read this headline. New York's Black Lives Matter chapter is conducting a full frontal assault on Mayor de Blasio's vaccine mandate.
Wow.
Quote, this is the leader of the Black Lives Matter chapter. The vaccine mandate is racist and is specifically targeted to Black New Yorkers. Now, you can argue that. The latest figures I have available from August 14th, mm-hmm. only 28% of Black people living in New York City are vaccinated. The rest are not.
How many?
Only 28%. The rest are not.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. So, vast majority of Black people are not vaccinated. It was around 15% when they first announced this, so it has gone up a little bit. But listen, the Democrat Party has told Black people for a couple of years now, and really the last year, that if anybody asks to see your ID to do anything,
yeah,
that's racist.
Right.
I mean, that is absolutely a foundational principle of the Democrat Party at this time. And so the Democrats have then turned around and gone, okay, but we're going to need to see your ID if you, your vaccine passport.
Well, of course.
If you want to work or,
yeah.
If you want to go go out.
No hypocrisy there whatsoever.
No. Well, I mean, they're the ones that taught Black people to protest if anybody asked for your ID. Because
mm-hmm.
it's racist. Well, they were unequivocal about that.
At least Black Lives Matter is being consistent here.
Yes. Oh, what a great point. What a great point. They're at least being consistent. Chinova Newsom is the founder of the Greater New York chapter of Black Lives Matter, led the protest last week. They're trying to cancel Carmine's.
Right.
Where those four Black women were turned away
yeah.
for not having proper papers.
See?
Look, it worked out really well in East Germany.
Shit,
and the Stasi
right.
were very nice people if you did exactly what they said. I mean, I don't know what the big deal is. No. Listen to how she describes this, though. Quote, although Mayor Bill de Blasio ran on progressive values, nothing in his tenure will attest to his campaign promises. The September 13th vaccine mandate is racist, she says, and specifically targets Black New Yorkers. It does. Lee, you are literally going to see restaurants with more white faces and fewer Black faces because of this. This is going to significantly change the racial, the racial complexion of even who's sitting at the lunch counter.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew this going in. The September 13th, she says, is a leader of Black Lives Matter. The September 13th vaccine mandate is racist and specifically targets Black New Yorkers. The vaccination passports, listen to this, are modern day freedom papers, which limit the free will of Black people. The vaccine mandate infringes on the civil liberties of the Black community, she says. It's more than where we can dine or enjoy entertainment. It will result in the loss of income. As of Monday, September 27th, Black healthcare workers and educators will lose their jobs, she says, in higher numbers than white people will. All these things are true.
Well.
So, I mean, there's no well about it.
Well,
I mean, they're
the
least vaccinated people.
Well, it may be, but that is not the fact of the outcome is not based on the race. It is based on their decision to vaccinate or not. So even though I get their point, and I am giving them some kudos here for at least being consistent, the trying to brand this as racism in and of itself, I just don't think the evidence holds to that. I mean, this is just like the immigration issue. You can't call that racist because it is people of every race that you are trying to stop from coming across the border illegally.
Well, but wait, but I would say it is the same argument, though, as with the voter ID.
Oh, it is the same argument,
because they
yes.
choose not to get
right.
an ID.
Yeah.
Because they're free. I mean, that whole argument came out of Georgia. There's no cost to the ID.
No.
Everybody gets one. It is free. And so the fact that it's just happens to be more black people who don't have one for whatever reason, i.e., we conclude that's racist, so you can't ask for ID to vote. Well, it's the same thing with the vaccine passport. Black people, it's free too. Vaccine's free.
Except there is a cost with the vaccine passport.
What's the cost?
Risk. Mm-hmm. Risk. Because that's that for the people who are concerned about getting the vaccine, they are concerned about the risk of there being a negative outcome to their health with regard to the vaccine. Now, once again, for the vast majority of folks, there are no problems with the vaccine. But there are numbers of people who have been affected negatively by the vaccine itself. So that's what I'm saying. There is a cost to the vaccine passport, and it is the risk.
Right. I see what you're saying. But yeah. as opposed to if you have, you know, just to get your voter
not
ID.
Not a financial risk unless, I mean, not a financial threat there unless, you know, you have to pay for the results of whatever the vaccine may have done negatively to impact your health.
And now they've got a real problem here with this in New York, and it's going to be interesting to see how this goes, because they are not going to have enough healthcare workers to take care of people choosing not to take the vaccine. They're going to have a real crisis. You're going to see this all over the country. And I think they're making it worse. Look, when you have 15,000 deaths reported to VAERS from this vaccine right now mm-hmm. on the CDC website, it's not take it up with them.
Yeah.
And they have not properly addressed this. They just say it's safe. Shut up. That makes people very, very hesitant. And look, I've used the VAERS system for years. I won an investigative reporting award using it to write about the flu vaccine many, many years ago. And I have explained how it works. It was created by Congress 30 years ago. It is a government database, not a conspiracy site. And vaccine adverse effects are reported to it. And here's how it works. When they get reported, they're all investigated eventually. And some of them will end up being coincidences. Somebody just happened to die after getting the vaccine. This has always been this way with the flu vaccine, with everything. But here's what they have not answered. And this is what makes people confused and very concerned, is that when we rack up 15,000 deaths, that is more deaths than from any other vaccine ever tracked by VAERS combined. And it's all happened in the last year. When they don't have a good answer for that, other than shut up, we're going to deplatform you, it scares people.
Yeah.
It scares people. A lot. Again, these are preliminary reports to VAERS, and some of them will be, it's not that they're fake, they'll just be investigated and found to be something else, right? But it's going to take us years to get through those because there's so many of them. People are nervous, and they have a right to be. That is a huge number. We've never seen this thing before. So it's a big mess. And on the other hand, only about 10% of adverse events are ever reported to VAERS. So the numbers could be much higher, too. So some of them could be wrong. You know, PolitiFact, when they report on it, is right about that. Some of those will be removed from the VAERS databases. No, it wasn't a vaccine death, but there are others that weren't even reported. So people are right to be, you know, right to be concerned. And when black people are more concerned and this impacts them disproportionately in everything else that affects black people disproportionately, we're told, if, you know, it's racist to require an ID. So I don't know. This is going to get very interesting. This whole thing is going to get very interesting. So this is interesting. Black Lives Matter, full-on rebellion. By the way, you don't have any Star Wars memorabilia in the newsroom, do you, Lee?
Not in the newsroom,
okay,
no.
Okay, good. So, all right.
Got some
so,
back
I
at the house.
Make sure. Oh, boy. Yeah, you're going to have to go ahead and get rid of that.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Scientific American has decreed that all Star Wars memorabilia, movie memorabilia, must be removed from communal places, including workspaces, because Jedis are white supremacists, and they practice toxic masculinity.
Have they not seen one of the latest movies that features a female Jedi master or Jedi warrior there? Have they not seen that?
Well, she's white.
Oh, there you go. That's it. So it doesn't matter. That cancels out her femaleness or her identifying as a female.
No.
So. Well, as far as I can say then to the folks at Scientific American, may the force not be with you.
Well, they address people like you too, Lee.
Well, they can go right ahead. I used to be a subscriber, but no more.
I know. It was fascinating, wasn't it? They had the coolest stuff. Okay. Well, so they say people like you and me who question the white supremacy, the inherent white supremacy of the Jedi that they have proclaimed, they say that your problem is that you're actually, quote, prioritizing the cultural dreamscape of the Jedi.
Sorry, I'm not a woke Wookiee.
Oh, my God. Yes, you are prioritizing the cultural dreamscape of the Jedi over the real world project of social justice. And that's what your problem is.
Yeah.
I'm not even actually sure what that means, Lee. But that's what your problem is.
Okay, well.
Just so you know. Just
at
so
least
you know.
I know now.
Right, good. Okay. Well, no Jedi references in the news anymore.
I may go Rogue One on them.
Yeah, you know what? You know what they're coming for next, you know, right? I mean, if they're coming for Star, they're going to come for Star Trek.
Star Trek, yep,
that's it. All you Trekkies.
Because all those commanders, I mean, you know, were, you know, too many white ones there.
Yeah, toxic masculinity and the rest. So you just wait. They're coming for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, no. No, no. No, they did not. This is a disaster. We call this Disaster Monday. Another hip-hop star, superstar, claps back against mindless compliance. Folks, if you're losing, and I don't know how to call Rihanna. I don't know. Rihanna's not a hip-hop star. It's not quite her style. I mean, it's got influences, but anyway. They've lost Rihanna. Okay, these are woke people who supported Biden. So let me tell you what happened. Nicki Minaj, okay, you've heard the story, right? I can't tell it without telling. You've heard about the testicles. The highly controversial testicles. Yeah, so Nicki Minaj's cousin's best friend. And Nicki Minaj is actually a rap star. She's female. Her cousin's best friend was going to get married, but got dumped at the altar because, allegedly, okay, he took the shot and his testicles swelled up and the bride dumped him because he wasn't in perfect operating order. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She returned the package. So, like, I don't know what the medical code is for jilted at the altar due to shot damaged testicles. I don't know. But Nicki Minaj said, did she, you know, she didn't say she wasn't going to take the shot. She was going to pray about it. See, that's where things begun to go awry for her. She was going to pray about it in that she had not attended the Met because you had to be vaccinated. She wasn't vaccinated. She was still doing some research after the swollen testicles incident. Okay. Then things got real weird. Then I'm just recapping for y'all. Then Dr. Fauci pronounced the testicles just fine. He said the testicles were fine, and the shot did not damage them, that the testicles were good. Now, you may be wondering how Fauci knows that, as I am, because the guy with the supposedly damaged testicles is in Trinidad, and Fauci's here, and he never examined them. But it doesn't matter. Fauci proclaimed on CNN that his testicles were fine and would always be good, and she should just marry him. Okay, he didn't say that part. But he did proclaim the testicles to be in good health without an examination, which only Fauci could do. Because he is a Jedi. So, Nicki Minaj got, you know, slapped back by all the right people, and then she slapped back at them. So Nicki Minaj supporters, you would not hear about this in the mainstream media, but they're there. Nicki Minaj supporters have besieged the CDC, and they're protesting, and then CDC employees threw stuff at them when they were protesting. Well, all this has gotten Rihanna now. It's completely worked up. So now Rihanna is taking Nicki Minaj's side, which is not really the anti-vax side. It's just kind of the think for yourself message. And the Democrats, more than anything, do not want black women of power to think for themselves. Like, that would be a disaster. So now they got a problem. So I don't know when Rihanna's going to get her phone call and her summons to the White House for corrective for corrective procedures to heal the wrong thing. But because of Nicki Minaj's enormous online platform, her brave message, Think for Yourself, has reached millions of people. And so now Rihanna is, she has joined. Now keep in mind, Rihanna and Nicki Minaj both supported Biden for president openly. So they endorse him. I mean, they are woke, okay? But this whole black people have to get vaccinated or else thing is not flying. So Rihanna over the weekend was seen, she's a billionaire, by the way, was seen sporting a white t-shirt with the ominous slogan, think while it's still legal, which was immediately interpreted as support, which what it was, support for Minaj. So now you got two black women who are woke, who are Biden supporters in open rebellion. I don't know what they're going to do. It's because, you know, it's hard to cancel people like this. And Nicki Minaj has already decreed that she will not be canceled by the Democrat Party. She said, y'all aren't going to do this to me. I'm not one of these people you can do this to, quote unquote. So, I mean, this is a problem. And you got Black Lives Matter in full rebellion in New York. They're saying they're not going to do it. They are protesting de Blasio. They're taking out Carmine. Carmine is owned by a white dude. And they, you know, he had the gall to vaccine passport checks for black women. And you can't do that. That is an ID. I mean, you cannot ask a black person for their ID or is racist, as we know. I mean, look, even the chairman of Bank of America explained that to us while defending the Democrats on the air. So, I mean, this is a problem. I mean, I don't know how they're going to get around this. But I can't wait to watch. I can't wait to watch. I am having so much fun this morning. Texture rates. Y'all. Oh, God. I wish, these are the days I wish I could publish the text line. Texture rates, since my COVID vaccine, I've noticed a reduction in my testicles. How do I book an appointment with Emperor Fauci for an exam? Oh, wait, no, you see, I don't think you understand how this works. No, you don't. You don't. No. You don't book an appointment. No, like you're in Trinidad and he's in America and he never sees you. But he pronounces your testicles healed. Right? And then your testicles are fine. That's how it works. So, all you need to do is email Fauci. You don't even actually have to see the guy. And he can heal your testicles from afar. It is amazing. It happens all the time on CNN, though. Texture writes, Rihanna is a bigger star than Nicki Minaj, 108 million. Follow her on Instagram. See, this is a problem. So I don't know what they're going to do with Rihanna. I don't know what they're going to do. But this is a problem. We cannot have black superstar women thinking for themselves. Anyway. Oh, Marcus texted in this morning. Marcus is black. Texter writes, yay, you said Fauci's a Jedi, so he's racist? Works for me. So, looks like Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, overruled the committee, saying, no boosters. No, you don't need them. No science there. She's like, yes, science. You will need a booster. And then, in a purely bizarre and completely Orwellian move, and this is bizarro. There's no other way to describe this. The head of Pfizer came out over the weekend, and what he's counting on is that you don't get any kind of foreign news and you don't know what's going on in the rest of the world. The head of Pfizer comes out and promises, this is so funny, and promises we'll all get back to normal if you just take the booster. Just take the booster and we're going to, well, it's going to be the answer. Okay, this had the UK Daily Mail making fun of him, which is the appropriate reaction. Headline, Pfizer CEO says life should be back to normal within a year, but refuses to rule out lifelong revaccinations as his COVID booster is approved for the elderly and high risk. Okay, so let me recap the bizarre argument being made at this time by Pfizer, and then I'm going to tell you why they're lying and how you know that. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said Sunday he thinks the U.S. will return to normal within a year. All people have to do is just get vaccinated. He also said that you're going to need a booster shot pretty much every year. Well, okay, wait. Which is it? Why do I need a booster shot if shot's going to fail? How's it going to get back to normal if we all need booster shots every year? Wouldn't it just be like it is now? Okay, how do we know he's lying? What they're counting on is that they can still sell the lie here that if everybody gets vaccinated, COVID will go away. And what they're counting on is that you don't read any of the news out of Israel. Because we already know how this story ends. He figures you don't know how the story ends. See, because the shot used in Israel is Pfizer. It's the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. So we know exactly how well that third booster works, which is to say, not at all. For stopping the spread society-wide. Now, it certainly has benefits in terms of reducing severity of COVID, hospitalization, and death in the individual. But does it stop the spread in the society and let you return back to normal? Oh, heck no. And he knows that. And that is why in Israel, after the acknowledged failure of the booster, we're talking shot number three, they've just changed the COVID passports to where you can't work or participate in Israeli life unless you get the booster every 6 months. Why is that again? Tell me why. Doesn't work beyond that. Not reliably. Efficacy fails. Which is widely acknowledged in Israel. Okay. The Israelis, and we know this because the Israelis are several months ahead of us in vaccination. They adopted it much more widespread, went to the vaccine mandates early. So they got like over 80% of their population vaccinated. And they just had more cases in August than they did before the vaccine. Let that sink in. They just had more cases in August with the vaccine this August than they did last August without the vaccine. I'll let that sink in for a minute. And what, I'm sorry, what shot were they using again? Oh, the Pfizer-BioNTech. And what are they on now? Oh, they're up to the fourth shot, the fourth booster. And why is that? Because the third shot, he's saying, is going to put the country back to normal. Didn't. It got worse. Spread of COVID got worse. So this whole idea that things, if you just get that shot, maybe the third one, things are going to go back to normal, that is a total lie. And we know because we have a laboratory where it was tried. It was Israel. Now, the Israelis have begun to freak out. Okay, so the Israelis have been awesome about this whole thing so far. They took the first two shots, the vast majority of them, adopted the COVID vaccine passport system, were happy with a two-tier society where the unvaccinated were left out of Israeli life and couldn't work or eat, at least not at, you know, restaurants and stuff. And they were cool that they went along with it. They went along with the first two. They even went along with the third, a lot of them. The first protest broke out over the weekend in Israel. Did you see that? Because they're not doing this anymore. They fell for the Pfizer gambit. And so we are actually beginning to see protests in Israel now. And what they're protesting is the idea that now, as a condition of, quite frankly, being an Israeli citizen in good standing and being able to work, you're going to have to get the shot every 6 months or your vaccine passport expires. So what's just happened here? Country of Israel was just enslaved to Pfizer. You take the product. It will not be trialed before they give it, just like the first two. They eventually did get authorization approval for those from the FDA, but it will not be trialed, just like the first two. And the third, no trials. Straight into the arm, no trials. Or very minimal ones that don't capture any side effects. And And you need to do that for the rest of your life, for the rest of your career. You want to work in Israel. So that didn't fly real well because the Israelis had been promised, the very promise Pfizer's making us now. Oh, just take the thing. We'll go back to normal. No, there's no normal. So Israel had to get shot four before they're like, well, to heck with this. It's not going back to normal. They lied. So what they're counting on is that you don't figure this out. And we could get to vaccine passport system, the requirement to have multiple boosters to have a job and to work and to eat. And then Pfizer just, well, they make a lot of money. So the Pfizer CEO's message this weekend was threefold. If everybody gets the shot, we return back to normal. And because the shot doesn't work long term, we're going to have a shot forever. So we're never going back to normal, but we're going back to normal. By the way, his other message was that Pfizer stands to make $26 billion from the COVID-19 vaccine boosters as the U.S. approves a third dose for all adults over 65. So $26 billion, not million, $26 billion from the COVID-19 vaccine boosters. Wow. A lot of money. A lot of money. And what does their plan on? What does it require? You're required to take it, just like Israel. So if you want to know how this movie ends, do not listen to the Pfizer CEO. He's lying and he knows it. Look at Israel. Where in order to work and eat and live, you got to get another shot every 6 months or your vaccine passport expires. What shot do they take again? The Pfizer shot. The Pfizer shot. Yeah, so while we're trying to eliminate Star Wars here, by the way, if you you're waking up this morning, if you have any Star Wars memorabilia, you know, in the cubby at work, that's going to have to go because it's racist and white supremacist, as declared by Scientific American. It's going to have to go because Jedi culture is racist and white supremacist. So yeah, any sort of Star Wars memorabilia, anything like, you know, display, you got a t-shirt, just you don't want to wear that to work. They're advising this morning. Otherwise, you will be a de facto white supremacist. So I go ahead and clear that out this morning. China, ironically, is heading in the other direction. Doubling down, folks. China is in a mighty struggle to keep our toxic woke culture out of its country. And you know what is the thing of power, this toxic woke culture? Perhaps the only powerful thing left about America. When they're having to rip it out by the roots. Have you followed? I followed this with great fascination. It began almost a month ago now when China announced it would be banning effeminate men from television. Television producers are to remove and to scrub any effeminate man. Now, I don't know how they determine who is effeminate and who is not. I guess they, you know what? If there's any doubt, he's got to go. Well, this just broke from Bloomberg News. They're doubling down. China targets effeminate men in Xi's mounting push for conformity. I'll just read this. In a low-cut midriff top, butt-hugging pants, and a bold red lipstick, Beijing photographer Elaine would be hard to miss even in the most crowded party. People stare, he says, and he loves it. It's totally rebellion against conservative culture. Not sure how you call Communist Party culture conservative, but whatever. That for President Xi's, Jinping's Communist Party is the problem. Earlier this month, regulators explicitly targeted androgynous pop idols and anyone who, like Elaine, doesn't conform to Chinese gender norms, using a derogatory slur to warn media companies off men who express a more feminine style. They must go. I'm not going to use the slur because I'm just not going to do it. So here's what China has done thus far. They have limited the hours in which men can play video games. They feel that creates effeminate men somehow. They don't say how, though. It would be fascinating to hear the logic there. But they're banning that. And now they have put out specific regulations about what men can and cannot wear lest they appear effeminate in the media. So they're going through, they're doing a cull, no effeminate men because they're afraid the effeminateness will spread or something. The current campaign appears to be more sustained and coordinated, said Randa Mitter, a professor of Chinese politics at Oxford University. It's linked to Xi's Common Broader Prosperity Initiative. And basically, Xi is afraid that if the men are effeminate, they won't reproduce, and then the Chinese population won't grow. They, now you can have like up to three kids in that country because of the population problem. And they regard effeminate men as a social disturbance, quote, unquote. So see, there is one powerful force left that America wields and is driving the Chinese. Now, they can't get it out of their, it's the woke culture, and they're trying to cancel it. Just rip it right out. Texter writes, Star Wars is so racist, Samuel L. Jackson played a Jedi. I know, but the memorabilia still has, it's got to go, because they said. And that's, it's settled science now. I mean, Scientific American, so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.